Why do you think most people fail when trying to earn an income online? Hi, I'm Jared Krause. I'm the host of the Buying Online Businesses podcast. And today I'm speaking with Alessandro Di Ruscio, who is the founder of the Escape 9-to-5 Club. The club is a working and connecting space for entrepreneurs, content creators, and side hustlers who want to build a profitable, successful online business, where Alessandro teaches business owners how to use live events and live boot camps in order to attract their clients. And in this pod, we talk about why he wanted out of his 9-to-5 job and what he did as a role and where his drive actually came from. I like to dig down deeper in this with him and try to work out what made him so driven to get out of his 9-to-5 and how he used that to his advantage and how you guys can use that to your advantage as well. He also discusses what he does to stay on routes and how he helps people do the same. We talk about what the most successful online business owners have in common, the traits that they use that are free and everybody can build them and you don't need to pay money for them, but you need to earn those skills. We also talk about how to increase your business revenue whilst actually using social media the way 99% of people don't. We talk about how social media is supposed to be used and how you can really use it not just to your advantage but in service for your clients. We talk about how to connect with your audience and give them exactly what they want and they'll pay you handsomely for that. And we also talk about live events. How live events help you really help your audience, really help people in your business to get the results they want and how to use that through the essential model to get, you know, weed out the people that just want free information and, you know, help people that actually want to take the shortcut track to success with your help. Now, there's so much value in this podcast episode. I'm sure you're going to love it. Let's dive straight on in. Have you been lied to about how to increase organic traffic and grow your website? I too used to think that all you needed to do is add more content and gain backlinks. But this just doesn't work. More content and more links alone is not the answer. Nor do you need to butcher your website with generic SEO changes you picked up on some crummy online tutorial, leaving with a Frankenstein website that's slow and clunky. And because I got sick of seeing great people with great websites struggle to grow them, I decided to do something about it. I created an SEO service, which is not just about publishing content and getting links. Sure, we offer that. But first, we give you quick wins, which are SEO tweaks we can make to your website that actually boost your rankings. And then we lay out a killer SEO strategy to acquire more traffic and revenue that outranks your competitors with less content and less links. We've thoroughly tested this service on many websites before launching it and have achieved incredible results, which you'll see on our landing page I'm about to share with you. Now you can finally buy a business and give it to us to grow it for you. To check out our SEO service, head to buyingonlinebusinesses.com/SEO-services and book a call to chat with us to see what is the best growth strategy for you and your website. That's buyingonlinebusinesses.com/SEO-services and the link will be in the description too. Alessandro, welcome to the pod.
Thank you very much, Jared. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I mean, exiting the 9-to-5, I have been helping people do this for many, many years, as have you. And I still say today, it's probably like one of the hardest things I've had to do. You know, as I've progressed into investing in larger assets and, you know, making, you know, more money than I thought I might have been able to, I still look back and realize the hardest thing was getting out of that, a job as a plumber of mine. What job did you have before you did this? You got into this game.
I used to be a web designer. To use the right term, I used to be a UX designer. That is the person who works with user experience. So interface and usability of platforms, websites, software. I used to do that most of my time, 8 hours per day. And I didn't like it. And it was really difficult, as you said. It was really, really difficult because, first of all, I didn't see another way for me. I didn't have an option. I didn't know anything about becoming an entrepreneur, creating an online business. I didn't know anything about that. And I just learned about the fact that you could create a business online really late in my life. And, you know, I got super passionate about marketing late in my life. So I spent 15 years as a web designer and then I started working on my side hustle. And it's not been easy. It wasn't easy at the beginning. It's not easy even when you start getting clients. There are so many things that you have to do at the beginning on your own. So I think that there is never enough guidance online for stuff like this, because they don't teach you that in school.
Yeah, and you're just navigating so many different personal things as well in your life, and it's not just your personal situation, but it's also what's going on between the ears, and it's different for everyone based on your conditioning and what you have been, you know, societal conditioning and brought up to believe, or what you have believed in yourself through different pieces of content that may or may not serve you. So I want to dig into that a little bit. But firstly, the drive, I've been chatting to a bunch of my friends recently around, like, where does the drive come from within you? And how did you get this drive? Because I think it's one of the key ingredients. Like I say to people, you know, I help people buy businesses, and it's a vehicle. It's just one vehicle to get to your destination. And that destination typically is the goal of replace your income and or do something else. And, you know, this vehicle may serve you for a certain period through that, but it's just a vehicle and you can make it with any of the vehicles. But what fuels that vehicle typically is a big part of it is the drive. And I don't know how many people really talk about it. Like I talk a lot about mindset, but where did the drive come from for you? And do you help people manufacture this drive when you're working with
them? Absolutely. That's a great question. It's a great question because I keep seeing people starting a business for the wrong reasons. One of the wrongest reasons I usually come across is I want to make more money. I want to make more money, or I want to make easy money. It's not a drive strong enough, for the simple reason that, I mean, we said it at the beginning of this episode, right? We said that it's not easy. It's not easy. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes effort. So you can't pretend you're going to make easy money and quick money, since you never know when you're going to become profitable and successful with whatever you do. So that's not a trigger strong enough to make you start. Because if you wait for money and you want to make money straight away and you see that you can't make the money that you had in your mind in the first months of your business, then you're going to give up because you didn't fulfill your dream. You need another reason. And in my case, my reason was I wanted to get my freedom back. I wanted to get my time back. As I said, I used to spend 8 hours on my day doing something that I didn't want to do. I didn't enjoy my job. I was constantly staring at the clock on the wall, waiting for 5 p.m. to leave my office, go back home, relax finally. And I didn't have time to do anything. I didn't have time to spend with my family, with my friends, traveling. That is one of my passions. I couldn't do these kind of things. So my drive was, you know what? First of all, I want to get my time back. I don't want to spend 8 hours per day doing something I don't want to do, being in a place I don't want to be. I want instead to spend my time in the right way, doing something I enjoy and having time to do other things that I enjoy doing in life. My life is not just my job. I like other things. I like to spend time with my loved ones. I like to spend time traveling. I like to do other things. And if I don't have time to do these other things, my life becomes miserable. And this is a trigger, I think, that makes you go through the pain period that you will have when you start a side hustle or when you start your new online business. Because at least you have a drive that will stay there with you even when you're not motivated, even when you're tired, even when you're lazy, because you know that there is something that is leading you to one direction. And that goal, you want to achieve it. You want to reach it no matter what. No matter if it's going to take 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, you want to reach it. It's your North Star. I want to get my life back. I want to get my time back. I want to work. I want to have a job that I enjoy. And it doesn't matter how long it's going to take. It doesn't matter how tough it's going to be. I'm going to work for it. That's when you don't give up.
I like that. I like that explanation so much, Alessandro. You're right, where people really set a bar for themselves that they have to achieve something by a certain date, that's when they set a level of expectation on themselves that they don't know they can achieve because they've never done this. They've never tried this before. It's like saying, I'm going to build the Great Wall of China and I'm going to do it in 5 months. How do you know you can do that? You've never done this before. It's something brand new. Like, how do you know you could do it in a year or two or five or 10? Maybe you couldn't, you know? So why be so hard on yourself? But how did you get to the, I want to dig a bit deeper because how did you get to the point where you realize there's nothing else I can, you know, it's this or nothing, right? Like, how did you, what I'm trying to ask is when the times get tough, you know, and you're like, you're wondering, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? Where do you go? Where does your head go? And how do you rely on, you know, what are the things that you think about to sort of stay on the path? Because a lot of people deal with this, right? A lot of people deal with it. For me personally, I'll give you an example, is like, I'm similar to you. When I was going through it, I was just like, there's no other option. Like, there's no way I'm going to not do this for however long it takes. If it takes me 20 years, whatever, it takes me 5 years, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, it's done. It's a done deal. I've committed for life to get this goal. But for me, my desire, burning desire, was because I didn't want to, I would have these principles and practice that I would look at the lives of the people that I was around in terms of where I was on the job site, and I'd use that as motivation to keep pushing, knowing that I wouldn't get, you know, I'm not going to give up, even if it takes me 20 years. What are some of the things and the principles and practices that you did and you help others with? And yeah, I just want to open that up because if people talk about it, but I think it gets glossed over so much, you know? Like, where does this strength and this energy come from? Does it come from, like, when you're a child, you had a lot of siblings and you had to fight to get attention, had to fight to get love from your parents and food and all that sort of stuff? Where does it come from? And can we develop that?
Yeah. Okay. It's a really interesting conversation. And, you know, I want to start from two things that for me are really important in case the people that are listening or watching this, they're struggling with what they're doing right now and they don't see any results and they are miserable and they get really upset with the fact that everyone is succeeding except them. I think that we have to reinvent the way we are online entrepreneurs or digital nomads, as I like to call these people. We need to reinvent this role because what we think about digital nomads or what we think about online entrepreneurs is someone who is on the computer in a coffee shop. They're working on their business on their own. They look really, really lonely. And sometimes it's like this, you know, when you start your business, it feels really lonely. Like, you're on your own. You don't know anyone else who does what you do. Everyone is telling you you're making a mistake, maybe, or maybe everyone is making fun of you because maybe you put yourself out there. Like, when I started, I opened my YouTube channel and I was really ashamed to put my videos out there and to show everyone that I was doing something different from 99% of the people that I surrounded with used to do. And that's the problem. You know, that's the problem. I think that we make it even more difficult because we are against the world. Like, we are doing this. We are the only people doing this. Everyone else is doing something different. And we need to make it happen. And if we don't make it happen, well, we are a failure. We have to reinvent, or we have to change the perspective on this. First of all, one thing that you have to do when you want to start your business is to look for other people that are trying to do the same. Surround yourself with these people. Find a community of these people. You need all the help possible. I'm sorry to say this, and I know that it is counterproductive for people that want to start a business, but you're not going to make it on your own. Okay. You're not going to make it on your own. I know it's harsh, but it is what it is. If you want to do, no, there are exceptions, you know, there are exceptions, one out of a million. I don't know. There are exceptions out there, but do you really want to try your luck and hope you are the exception? Hope you are the one who's going to make it by yourself. You're going to, like, I don't know. It's like buying a lottery ticket in this way. Like, I want to be lucky. I want to be the one who's going to win doing everything by myself. Don't do that. You know, don't try your luck. Do something that it's wiser. And what's wiser is surround yourself with people that are trying to do exactly what you're doing. So you can exchange ideas. You can motivate each other. You can support each other. You can ask questions to each other. Like, this is what you need. You need a community first. You need a community first. The second thing, and maybe we can talk about where to find this community, because this is the second question that I always receive when I say, like, surround yourself with the right people. And they all tell me, like, I don't know where to find these people. The other thing is, again, let's reinvent the way to be entrepreneurs. You need to be in direct touch. At least this is what I think. And this is why I created my bootcamp method. You need to be in touch with your potential clients and potential customers. Stop thinking about automating everything. Stop thinking about, I'm not a big advocate of automated webinars, VSL funnels, cold outreach, all these things. Like, I'm not a fan, okay? I'm not a fan because I think that we have to go back to basics. We need to get in touch, like really in touch with people who may become clients and customers. And this is why I always try to go live once per week with my community. Like, before I talked about community. Now I talk about get in touch with your community, create a connection with them. Just, I love live events. That's all about my method, live events. In live events, you can talk with your audience. You can have an exchange, a back and forth communication with them. And this makes you, I mean, you're not alone anymore. You are, if you find your community, you have other people doing the same thing you're doing and you're working as a team. And if you are in touch with your audience, you're not alone anymore. There are people that are listening to you. Now you have the proof that there are someone who likes to listen to what you have to say, who likes to interact with your content. So it's a completely different way of interacting with your audience.
When you do start out, what you're saying is you feel alone and people are judging you. And that's because you are in a community that is not supportive of you because they don't understand what you're doing. Like, your friends and family might be judging you. That's totally normal. You're saying go away and find that community. That's what I built, is we people that want to buy a business, they join our community, buying online business community, and they're instantly in a group of people that have done this and are achieving that result. And for you as a business owner, like you're saying, is like, not only are you less lonely by interacting with your audience, but by interacting with your audience, you're speaking to them and working out what their wants, needs, fears, frustrations, and desires are, and then you're actually creating better copy, and not just make better copy and make a better website and get more conversions, but you just know what to give them, so they actually help you create the product and service that they want and that they need, versus you believing, oh no, I want to sell it this way, or I want this product and I want it to be like this. It's like, no, I actually didn't build my business. You know, a lot of people like, oh, look at me, I'm successful, I built this business. No, the people that build the business are the people that actually tell you what they want and allow you to, and help you by providing you the data, the information that you need to create the product and service that they want. They're the ones that build it for you. So talking about building a business, you have a course on social media, how to gain traction on social media, and it's only gotten harder and harder and harder to get organic traffic and views on your content through social media. Over the years, you know, Facebook pages used to be huge. Instagram used to be a lot easier. And then it went to Facebook groups. Now we've got LinkedIn groups and we've got YouTube. And then you've got so many different platforms now. And as these grow, it only gets harder and harder. Why? Because more and more awesome creators are getting on there and creating better content than so many other people. So you just need to stay up with it. So how do we get more clients on social media without having to spend our money on paid ads? I know it's a big question.
Talk about this for hours. Yeah. I can go on for hours and hours.
What are maybe the top two or three things
about this
that we need
to? Yeah, absolutely. Condense everything. Yeah. In three things, in a couple of things. Okay, so let's start from this. Social media are supposed to be social. That means that we should stop looking at social media like a stage where we put our content and then we hope it's going to get viral or it's going to get a lot of interactions or engagement. That's the wrong approach to social media. And it's the wrong approach because of what you just said. It's way more difficult than in the past. There is way more competition. The algorithm is unpredictable. We tend to blame the algorithm because we're not getting interaction. We're not getting visibility. While it looks like that everyone else is getting visibility, you know, and we are the only ones that get nothing, tumbleweed when we publish something. Well, so let's start using social media for the reason why they've been created. Social media are social. So let's go back to the community topic. You need to find your community. And what better place than social media to find your community? We have the chance nowadays to get in touch with everyone around the world, sitting on our couch, without leaving our house. This is a possibility that we give for granted and we don't use, or we use it in the wrong way. Imagine salespeople 50 years ago. If they had the chance to connect with everyone around the world without leaving their house, think about what they may think about this possibility. They used to, you know, leave their house, knock at the door of everyone, talk with people in person. Now you can do it from your home without leaving your home. So since we have this opportunity, how can we use it in the best way possible? Well, first of all, you have to understand exactly who is the people you want, who are the people you want to talk with. And you have to understand where they are. You know, this is something that probably people already know. Like, you have to find groups, you have to go into these groups, you have to find these people. Okay, that's great. That's absolutely great. You can invite new people, you can send friend requests. The most important thing is that you have something that they want to get. Okay, now it's a long conversation, but let's say this. I want you to find one social media. Stop thinking about being everywhere. Okay, find one social media, because using a social media in the right way is a full-time job. Okay, find one that you really like. I don't care what it is. I'm really active on Facebook, but you may use TikTok or Instagram or LinkedIn, like whatever you want. Okay, find one. And then I want you to invest time into this social media, because this is how we work. Like, the more time you invest into this social media, the more results you get. Investing time means that you put out there content that people want to consume. So you have to ask yourself, my audience, what do they want? What kind of content do they want? What kind of problems do they have? What kind of struggles they're going through? Well, I have to create content that attract them. Your content is a hook. And obviously, the more content you create, the more hooks you put out there to attract your ideal audience, right? So this is the hook. You create content as a hook, and then you leave your hook, attract new people. But the most important thing, and it's what 99% of people don't do on social media, is to be social. So every notification that you receive on social media, either is a like or a comment or a new friend, or a share, everything you get on social media is an opportunity to start a conversation with someone. Start a conversation. Private messages on social media are undervalued. It's one of the most undervalued tools ever. You can start a private conversation with everyone. If you get a like, even just one like to your content, talk with that person. That person maybe will never become a client, will never become a customer. Maybe he's a friend. Well, if it's a friend, imagine that your mom like your content. Well, that's an opportunity to start a conversation and ask your mom, do you know someone who could be interested in this thing? Like, can you, I don't know, send other people may be interested in this content to your content? You can, if that person is a potential client, you can offer something for free to that person. If that person is not a potential client, ask that person to help you, to share the content, to spread the word around. Like, you need to be social. You need to be social, and you will be astonished how many times when you ask something, people will do what you ask. If you ask to share your content, sometimes people do it. You don't have to offer anything. You don't have to give commissions or percentages on sales. Just ask, can you share it on your newsfeed? Because I'm trying to grow my business and maybe one of your friends is interested in this. Or if you're talking with a potential client, give something for free. And as I said, I'm really strong on live events. I go live every week. And when there is someone I can start a conversation with, what do you think I'm going to ask? Do you want to join my next live event that I will have next Thursday? I will talk about blah, blah, blah. Join me. Just sign up. You're going to be live with me on Zoom. And, you know, we can talk together. I'm going to share with you some value and we can have a conversation about that.
Your live events. So you have one, a live event every week. Is that right? Yeah. And why are these live events so successful? So you get your clients, you get people to attend these live events from the social media that you're doing. And then what happens on the live event? Like, why are the live events so successful for you?
Well, the live event is talks to my ideal audience. I talk about getting clients online using live events, and who's interested in this topic, they join my live events just to listen to me talking about my techniques. I use my live events as a journal of my business. So I share everything I'm doing, results, what I'm doing at the moment. But the live event is just a way to talk with my community. It's not a way to find clients, if it makes sense. I use those live events to create a community around my brand, around the Escape 9-to-5 Club. And then there is the second part. Second part of this strategy is I host bootcamps. Bootcamps are big events, multiple day events. And these bootcamps are something different. You know, they are more into the technique. They're more into the steps of the technique. They're more into, you know, the actual way to integrate this technique into your business. And these bootcamps, they are paid ones. They are paid bootcamps because I spend 3 days with people who decide to get the ticket. Now, why do I do that? Why do I start with a free live event and then I direct people to my paid bootcamps? The reason why I do this is because you have to understand who is an action taker and who's a freebie seeker. You know, freebie seekers are people who will never spend money with you. They will never invest with you because they just want new free stuff. They want to jump on the new free method, on a new free video or the new free webinar. So they're still in that mindset. They want to do everything for free and they don't want to invest into anything. The action takers are people, are freebie seekers who decided to invest their money in the right way. So if they find something that is worth to invest in, they will invest their money. The bootcamp let me understand who is committed enough to work with me, who is committed enough to invest, to be with me 3 days, 3 hours per day into my technique. So I use the live events to attract everyone, and then I use the bootcamp to filter these people and understand who are my action takers.
And so with those boot camps, so you sell the boot camp tickets from the live events that you do once a week. How often do you do a boot camp? How much do you charge for those boot camps? And then do you have another product after that as well?
Great. Yes, absolutely. Well, I host a boot camp every couple of months. It depends. Usually it depends. It depends if I have other events in the meanwhile, but every other month usually. And the bootcamp is about my strategy. So during the bootcamp, I teach how to do exactly what I do. You know, the most difficult part of my technique is consistency and accountability, because everyone can understand what I'm saying. Like, run live events, run a bootcamp every couple of months, and just send traffic from one to the other.
Business, right? Though, right? It's like somebody could do my businesses, just do a podcast, run a YouTube channel and have a course membership. Yeah, great. Simple. Is it really? No. People that Naval Ravikant says, the people that show and take the most responsibility and are most accountable and show up are the ones that make the most money. So it's really showing and showing up.
Exactly. It's about showing up, and it's about consistency. And consistency is one of the most difficult things. Yeah,
discipline.
To achieve.
People aren't disciplined these days. People are lazy. Yes, exactly. Want everything for nothing. And the people that are disciplined crush it.
Absolutely. You have to is repetition and discipline. That's all you need. One of my favorite books ever is The Slight Edge. And the entire meaning of that book is, look, you have to do something every day for the rest of your life. You know, you have to take small actions every day to achieve something bigger. It's not about doing something right now, like in the right moment, just once. It's not about that. It's about being consistent, doing something every day, taking small actions every day consistently until you reach the bigger goal. And this is what it is. You know, everyone is able to go live on Zoom. Everyone is able to do a three-day event. But how many people stick with this? You know, how many people say, okay, I'm going to do it. No matter what, every week I will be live. Every day I will promote my weekly live. Every 2 months I will run a bootcamp. Like, this is difficult. You know, it's difficult to stick with it. And going back to your question, in the ticket of the bootcamp, well, you know, obviously there is a marketing strategy about this. Obviously, the first people get a ticket, they spend less, and then the ticket gets higher with price. Like, there is a marketing strategy about this to make people join. I use scarcity, I use urgency, and it's a way to make people get their ticket. Yes. For my bootcamps, I charge $150 to spend 3 days with me, 3 hours per day. And then there are discounts, there are coupon codes that I offer to specific people who decide to take action earlier. There are VIP tickets. Like, there are a lot of things that we don't have time to cover right now. But the thing about the bootcamp is this. In the bootcamp, you get everything. So my method is about consistency. Obviously, it's about using the right scripts. Like, you need an email automation for people who sign up. You need a landing page. You need a thank you page. You need a lot of things. And I give everything during the bootcamp. Absolutely. And after the bootcamp, if they're okay with these 3 days and they have everything to work on their own, they're set. If they want more help, I just sell more of what I already sold. So I know that they got a ticket to spend 3 days with me. But if 3 days are not enough and they feel more reassured to go through this technique with me on their side, helping them on the way, because it's a long process, in that case, instead of spending just 3 days, they can spend the next 6 months with me. So in that case, they can join my mastermind. So I just sell more of what I already sold. I'm not selling another product. I'm selling the same thing, but for longer.
More handholding. That's what we need. I think at the start with anything, and I tell my clients this as well, it's not just about the IP. At the start, you might, you know, when you do coaching with somebody or mastermind, or whatever it is, I do both, or advising. At the start, you're sharing some IP that you've accumulated over your decade or more doing whatever you've been doing. I've been in the personal development realm for 2 decades now, and been buying business for many, many years. And the IP I typically share, like, about 20% of the time that we spend together through coaching or advising or in a mastermind, it's IP, and that's everything they need anyway. Right? That's all the IP that they need anyway. And it's in a more condensed version tailored to that person. And then after that, it's pretty much just handholding. It's pretty much just having a, you know, somebody to lean on and go to when, like, oh, this happened, what do I do now? Somebody that's had that experience before. And I believe any consultant really is just a therapist. And the best business coaches are, and the best coaches or healers are just therapists because I've been through those things so many times. So I think it's really important for, it's not important for people to know that, but it's worth them knowing it, because then they can be like, well, what am I paying for if I'm only getting 20% of the 20% of the IP? Can't I just get that in a short condensed version? Yeah, you can, but in 5 months' time or 4 months' time, when this big, crazy, scary thing happens and you decide to run away because you haven't got the support, everything else you paid for and everything you've done before has amounted to nothing.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Absolutely agree. That's it, that's the thing. And if I can add something to this, I think that, first of all, I love what you said, like every consultant is a therapist. I think that the reason why people give up with whatever they do, or they fail, or they stop doing what they're doing, is because they don't have the, well, for sure, they don't have the accountability.
Accountability is huge.
And accountability.
Yeah. Accountability from huge. Somebody that's done before. Human beings not going to want to look or be judged upon for not doing the work when they're paying the money and they've got somebody that's done it before and is like, I've told you exactly what to do, just go and do it. They're not going to want to be judged, so they're going to do the work.
Exactly. Like, accountability is huge. But what you said, I think that is the key point. The key point is you work with someone who already went through that journey. That's incredibly important. Do you know how long it took me to come up with this method to make it work? Do you know how many mistakes I made? Do you know how many days I was desperate because nothing was working? Like, do you really want to, and the money spent, absolutely, time, money, emotional energy. Do you want to go through the same journey? Like, I already done it for you, right? Do you want to go through the same? Do you want to spend the same money I spend? Do you want to spend the same time I spend? Do you want to stay 5 years trying to make it work? Like, why do you want to do that if there is another way, a shorter way, learning from someone who already made all those mistakes? So that person can tell you, look, don't do this because it doesn't work. Just do exactly what I'm doing right now because it's what's working for my business. Just do this and then this and then this, a roadmap. You know, accountability is key, but a roadmap of things that actually work is priceless. And this is what, you know, I know that talking, when you have something that is working, it's easy to talk, I know it, but most of the people, they don't see this part of the equation. They don't see the fact that, look, if you keep doing what you're doing, or if you keep trying to find the solution on your own, it will take you a long time. Yes, you're not spending money right now. You are not wasting this money. If you think that it's a waste of money, you're not wasting this money, but it's going to take you a long time. Instead, try to look at the long game. Like, where do you want to be in a year from now? Where do you see yourself in a year from now? Just think about investment. Like, we all know that we need to use our money to make more money. So
yeah, you're right. They might not be spending money, but they are spending time, which is a far more valuable resource. Why wouldn't you just spend the money and do it in a shorter time frame? Yeah. So
not to mention that maybe they will give up in the journey. Like, they're not going to spend money, they're spending time, but then when they see that nothing works, maybe they give up. Maybe they say, you know what, I'm not done for this kind of life. So I will go back to my 9-to-5.
That's the worst case scenario. That's why we have jobs, is we don't want people to be doing that, right? Alessandro, thanks so much for coming on. It's been great to chat. You know, somebody else that guides and facilitates somebody outside of a life that they don't really enjoy to one that they deserve and love. It's good to share tales, and it's great to see how you approach it, and have you share that with our audience. So thanks so much. Where can we send people to check out more about what you're up to?
Sure. Well, I already said that I go live every week. So in case anyone wants to join my weekly live, but actually I created a video that It's a short video. It's like 30 or 40 minutes, something like this, that explains specifically like every step of my strategy, everything that I said so far. You will see it in practice because I will show you exactly how it works. I will draw the entire strategy on my whiteboard. So I've done this video because, you know, it's not easy to find this kind of strategy online. You always find, you know, automated webinars and VSLs and cold outreach and all these kind of things. And it's difficult nowadays to find a strategy that is completely live. It's all about live events, live bootcamps. So I took some time to draw the entire roadmap on my whiteboard and I explain every step. So I create this video. And I think that the video, the link is going to be in the show notes, right? So you have the link there. If you want to watch this video, I strongly suggest you to do it so you will have more clarity on the strategy. And after you sign up for this video, to watch this video, then you have a link to sign up for the next live event that I would do in my club. So you will have everything there.
Alessandro, thanks so much for coming on. Anybody that has listened to this and they know a business owner that could really benefit from getting more in touch with their community and going live and actually handholding people versus automating people through the process so they don't have to do the work and they just want to make money and do nothing, but people that actually care about the audience, share this podcast episode with them. You'd be doing them a huge favor. So thanks so much, Alessandro, and we'll speak to you guys soon.
Thank you, Jared.
Hey, YouTube watcher. If you thought that video was good, you should check out this video here on the two best types of websites beginners should buy. Or check out my playlist on how I made my first 100K from buying websites and how to do due diligence. Check it out. It's an awesome playlist. You'll enjoy it.